You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I'm your host, Nicole Hines, and I hope you are all enjoying this Wednesday sunny morning. It is so good to see the sun, and it's already feeling warm. As I was making my way up to the station this morning, the last couple of days of rain, I was kind of over it. I'm not going to lie. I am here for warmer temperatures on the regular. So hope you have been able to kind of take a moment to enjoy the sun before you start your day. Today, I have a few interviews with interesting women to share. The first interview is one that I did with Burnaby Village Museum curator Jane Lempke. Last Friday we met, I actually went to the Burnaby Village Museum, which officially opened to the public for the summer season on May 2nd. This, I cannot believe it, guys, is the first time that I've actually visited the museum, and I can't believe how expansive it is. The museum actually takes up over 10 acres, so I didn't get the opportunity to go through the entire space, but I am definitely going to be going back. The reason why I actually went there was to check out the delectable Burnaby Food Journey exhibit. I personally love to cook and eat, so I was really curious to see what this exhibit was all about. The delectable Burnaby Food Journey explores how Burnaby's food culture has evolved over time. So from the traditional and contemporary food of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem peoples to the many cuisines of newcomers to these lands. The exhibit features recipes, photographs, objects, video, and audio components to highlight how food fosters community and shared experiences, whether it's through family meals, celebrations, or social gatherings. So let's take a listen to my chat with Jane. This is Nicole with CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'd like to welcome Burnaby Village Museum curator Jane Lempke to CJSF. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm actually on site at the Burnaby Village Museum for the very first time, and we are at the delectable Burnaby Food Journeys exhibition, and I would love for you, Jane, to kind of share, let us know a bit about this exhibition and, you know, why it would be fun to come out and see it.
Well, Nicole, you're standing here in person, but for those on the radio, it's a very lively exhibit.
It is.
Lots of color, lots of food.
Hello, hello, hello. I see that I had a little bit of an issue here with our conversation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into some music. I do have it queued up on another screen, and we are going to reconvene in just a moment. What we are going to listen to is a track from multi-Juno award-winning Montreal-based singer and composer Dominique Fille-Aimé. And the track that we are going to be hearing is Phoenix Rising, and then we'll get back to the conversation with Jane Lempke. was the track Phoenix Rising by Dominique Fille-Aimé. Dominique is a Montreal-based singer, and I hope that kind of gave you some great energy this Wednesday morning. Now let's get back to the conversation with Jane Lemke. I'm going to start the interview again.
This is Nicole with CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'd like to welcome Burnaby Village Museum curator Jane Lemke to CJSF. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm actually on site at the Burnaby Village Museum for the very first time, and we are at the Delectable Burnaby Food Journeys exhibition, and I would love for you, Jane, to kind of share... let us know a bit about this exhibition and, you know, why it would be fun to come out and see it.
Well, Nicole, you're standing here in person, but for those on the radio, it's a very lively exhibit.
It is.
Lots of color, lots of food, although it's fake. But the exhibit looks at food culture in Burnaby as it's changed and evolved over time. So we really wanted to highlight the different ways and facets that people have adapted their cooking, their cuisine, as a result of coming into these lands. Because really, Burnaby's food is an evolution of all the different people that have moved in and out of these territories. Mm-hmm. So the exhibit really tries to highlight cross-cultural connections, that, you know, food is a connecting point and it can be distinct across different cultures, but it's also something that brings us all together, which is why the exhibit title has the word table in Delectable.
It does. And it's very like prominent. So that's kind of what I love, food and cooking. And that's actually what got me interested in coming out and reaching out to you for a chat. Would you be able to share some of the cuisine that's actually featured?
Sure. So we were very honest about the fact that we would not be able to highlight every cuisine that is in Burnaby. Burnaby is a very diverse community, has lots of amazing food. So that's very true in the exhibit. We've had to pick. So we do highlight Indigenous food as it's evolved as a result of land displacement, access to traditional territory, but then also the resurgence as a result of community organizers to say, bring back the elk in Burnaby's areas. But then there's Japanese food. There's a story from a restaurant on Hastings that operated for a very long time and recently closed that had to bring in Greek food. Mm-hmm. And there's also a story from Ghana, a newcomer to Canada, as well as Thai food, Indian food. And then there's lots of different diverse photographs from other cuisines. But we had to choose specific ones that are here at Burnaby.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, we are actually at the exhibit, and it is very lively, very vibrant. It's not just a mixture of food, but also cooking utensils as well. But what I'm really intrigued about is the fact that there is a portion of the exhibit that allows for interaction. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So in the middle of the exhibit is a very large table. And we have six place settings set around the table that have different levels of interaction at each one. So there's two of them that have audio. So you can actually listen to the cook explaining the cultural heritage of their food and how it evolved. There's one that has a video of cooking, and you can actually watch Rosa, one of our cooks, making her Ghanaian stew. There's a component with smell, and you can compare the two different smells, the two different components that would go into pad thai, whether you're in Canada or in Thailand. And then there's also one that does a little bit of a flipping interactive to have you compare and contrast the food over time, so the kind of before and after.
Absolutely, I love it. And I'm an adult, and I find this space really interesting. And it's definitely like a place that I would like want to learn more, but it's pretty great for kids, hey?
Yes, we try and prepare our site for the different audiences we have. Mm-hmm. We try and design exhibits for a median age of 11, but then we definitely get kids younger and adults. So there is something for all kinds of learners.
Right.
There's highly tactile, there's lots to read, but generally just lots to look at and kind of absorb as you walk through the space.
Absolutely. Okay, so now let's get to the particulars. The exhibit is officially open and the Burnaby Village Museum opened to the public May 2nd, correct?
Yes.
And so what is the cost? I already know the answer, but I love for you to share for the people.
The cost to enter for the public is free.
Yay.
Which I always like to advertise. It does mean that we get so many wonderfully kind of diverse range of an audience. So people can come for, you know, not an expensive journey for their family.
Awesome.
But we're free to the public from now until Labor Day. And then we close this exhibit again until the festive village season, which opens November 23rd.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And let's go mention the address.
6501 Deer Lake Avenue.
Absolutely, in Burnaby.
Yes.
Absolutely, in Burnaby, of course. Hours of operation, how about that?
Our summer season, we're open 11 to 4:30 to the public.
Okay. And then there's also a lot of school groups that come through as well. So maybe if you have children, they might be coming out over the next little while. Before I let you go, Jane, is there anything that we might not have touched on that you want to share?
Well, one thing I'm just realizing, we're closed Mondays.
Okay, see, that's huge.
Except staff holidays.
Okay, sounds
good. So when those fall on a Monday, we're open. But the other thing I wanted to mention about the exhibit is it was put together over 4 years of research with the United Way of BC in the Edmonds community. So a lot of the stories were generated through their cooking program.
Awesome, awesome. And then the last thing is, how can we connect online? As you know, the link will always be included in the show notes, but website?
BurnabyVillageMuseum.ca.
Awesome. And I'm sure you're on all the socials.
We are.
Yes, absolutely. I will also include the socials, like the Facebook, the Instagram. Those are the main ones that people use these days, in the show notes as well. So Jane, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And I am going to continue to explore a little bit, and I hope you guys come out.
And yay, that was my conversation with Jane Lemke at the Burnaby Village Museum. It was a great experience. I will definitely be including the link to the Burnaby Village Museum in the show notes today. And I encourage you to check them out, especially the exhibit Delectable Burnaby Food Journey, especially if you like food. It is, you know, there is some interaction there, so that is great, and it's great for the family, and also because it's free. So yeah, definitely check them out. I am going to take another quick music break with a track from Canadian singer and songwriter Kathleen Edwards with the song Pine.
I don't want to pine for anyone. Don't want to come undone. I don't want to stand on shaky ground, thinking you might come around. Don't want to live in a fairy tale. Everyone knows it never ends well. When the lights come up, you gotta go home. We've both been there before. I know you know we just can't say it. You know I know we'd live to regret it. I know that you know when we go our separate ways, the thought of you stays. Don't wanna have to try and be all cool. Eyes down when you come in the room. Saw a picture of you on the street, wearing your favorite jeans. Don't wanna think about your beat up shoes, laying on the floor next to someone who doesn't know you the way that I do, and not the way that I want to. Thank you. field on her knees, singing ancient songs and sowing wildflower seeds. Tell me, what's the point in planting pretty things in these days of darkness and disease? The world is burning, have you not heard? And she smiled and said, honey, I've lived long enough to learn. The time for flowers will come again, maybe in 1 year, maybe in 10. There are days despair will win, but the time for flowers will come again. Stores. The storms will rage and the winds will blow, and you are gonna find out that you're stronger than you know. And the time for flowers will come again. Time for flowers will come again. And when I woke up this morning, something deep had shifted. The sun was coming out and the clouds had finally lifted. It's time to fix what's broken, all the willing and the able. And when all work is done, we'll gather at this table. We'll hold each other's babies and pour each other's wine, and promise to remember that your fate's bound up in mine. The skies are clear now, the moon is new. Let's raise a glass, my friend. We'll make it through. And the time for flowers has come again. And though it seemed the world would end, there were days despair did win, but the time for flowers has come again. Time for flowers has come again.
Setting things up.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was... so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Are you a fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire & Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded coast, Salish territories. In the musical set,